The mainline surfacing has been completed by the contractor, but the overall works, they aren't yet complete, and the works have to continue on the site, you know, which means that you still have traffic management in place. There are just tie-in of side roads, the surface water attenuation pond construction still needed, the shared cycle track and pedestrian walkway construction is still going on, fencing, and then road signage, accommodation works and completion of drainage. So that's all the work, I suppose, that finalises such a large project like that. And it will, and people have been very patient, and it has been going on a long time, but it will definitely be worth it. It'll take, you know, it's obviously taken all those really bad bends off the roads, and the new realignment of the of that entire road. So it'll make a huge difference to journey time and to safety on that road as well. So the works are anticipated, which is good news, to be substantially complete by the end of October, or hopefully November this year. So another few weeks and the road will be open to traffic, and it will make a big, big difference to commuters there. So again, just like to thank everybody for the patience, because it has been ongoing for a long time, but people will see that it's worth it at the end.
And councillor, it's quite clear these have been some extensive works taking place, and like you said, I'm sure you completely sympathise and understand with people how they might be quite fatigued at this point, because they've gone on for quite some time. But I think the key point there is that light is at the end of the tunnel now, and it's
yes, and it's like with everything, it does. And then when you're commuting and you're, you know, you're sitting at traffic lights in the morning, and you're sitting at them again in the evening, and when it goes on for a long time, naturally people get fed up, and they wonder when it's going to be finished. So a few, again, because they've seen that the surfacing has mainly been completed, they're just asking for an update on when the road will actually be open. So, you know, before the end of the year, it's hoped that the road will be completely open.